Welcome back to Rosie on the House University, Class 303, Home Energy Audits. We're here with David from Green ID, Rosie Certified Home Energy Audit Company. And I would tell you that if you've had a home energy audit done, and it wasn't by a Rosie Certified Home Energy Audit Company, you ought to call David today at 602-926-1650 because he's doing a whole house energy audit, regularly $99, and he's bringing you a $50 gift card. So you're getting a whole house energy audit for $49. For the first five people that call right now, I'm going to pay the $49. The next five people that call 602-926-1650, you are going to get a free whole house energy audit. And like I say, if you've had it done by a non-Roth certified energy audit inspector, this is worth your time. This is worth your investment. Some of the home energy audits, David, I've seen are just hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Let's see if we can get some of our callers right now. We are taking your calls. We do have a couple open lines if you want to jump on and talk to David. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Talk about anything having to do with the energy consumption at your home. Give us a call now, right up through the 11 o'clock hour here at Rosie on the House. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Calling from Sedona, we have Bob. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for giving us a ring.
Morning, Rosie. I have a Trane air conditioner. It's about 12 years old,
okay.
And I just had the tune-up done, and they recommended the 521 Quick Start. Do you recommend that?
And is this a service company you've used in the past and have a relationship with?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah. David, you want to issue an opinion on that?
Sure. Yeah. In Phoenix, where our air conditioners start maybe 800 times over the summer, it will pay for itself within the first summer. In Sedona, where it's more temperate, it may take two summers to do that. But we do recommend them. You're going to save a couple cents every time the air conditioner kicks on, but over time, it adds up.
Now, tell me this, Bob. How big is the house?
3,000 feet.
Okay. How many people live in it?
Two.
Is it all electric?
Yes, except for the gas, the furnace.
You do have a gas heat, okay. And what temperature do you like to keep the house in the middle of this? Are y'all here all year long?
Yes, we are.
Okay, what temperature do you like to keep the house in the middle of the summer?
76, but we have one of these. I can't think of the name of the thermostat, but it has a split control where you can change it to where it comes on. Like if I have it at 76, then it won't kick on again until the house gets up to 77.
Okay.
And a half degrees.
Okay. Very good. So are you pumping? Who's your utility provider? Is it Unisource or APS?
APS.
Okay. So are you pumping bills of about 315, 320 in the middle of the summer?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're doing about right. We figure, you know, about a dime a square foot, right? Is
yeah.
that how you figure it, Dave?
Yeah. $100 yeah. per 1,000 square feet.
Yeah. So you're right on the money. And your question about a quick start, we've addressed it for you. You answered the question when you said the equipment's 12 years old. What I want everyone else in the state to hear is if a service provider comes to you and wants to put a quick start on and your equipment is less than 5 or 6 years old, your equipment came from the factory with a quick start. Don't let them put a quick start on your quick start. But it is a very, very highly profitable product for them to install while they're there servicing your equipment. So just make sure with the newer equipment, you don't already have it. Bob, we appreciate the call. We appreciate you listening. Is there any other arena of your house you'd like to inquire with David?
No, I think that's all. I appreciate your time.
Okay, man. Thanks a million. We appreciate your question.
We did get a caller that's not online, but had a question about these paints that claim to be money savers.
Oh, I'd have to go to the closet and get my soapbox out for that. Let's let David take it before I jump on my soapbox.
You want to stay away from those kinds of products. I don't think they're entirely tested, but you're not probably going to save money at all by doing it. It's probably better just to paint the house and maybe invest in insulation or duct ceiling. I don't know a whole lot about them, but I know it is enough to stay away from them.
Okay, you're being very polite. Stay away from them for sure. Now, the one possible exception that Romy and I are actually in the ongoing observation is a company that is painting, is color tinting cork, and then you paint the house with that.
You coat it.
You coat it. And cork has a very thermally stable characteristic to it. It won't freeze, and it never, if it's in direct sunlight at 118 degrees, it never gets above a certain temperature. So we're watching this particular product with a lot of interest, but again, it's still kind of in the early stages for us. We like to see it for a long time.
If it was a commercial building, flat roof, concrete, I wouldn't hesitate at all. But to put this on the exterior of stucco that's got the, you know, I don't know yet. We don't want to end up in a situation where we had a lot of condensation. They say it's breathable. They say it won't happen. But, you know, what was the EFIS products that, you know.
Yeah, elastomeric paints.
That made all that condensation because the evaporation from inside the home couldn't transpire out. We don't want to end up in that kind of situation again.
You know, in our little remodeling company, we made a lot of money ripping elastomeric paint off of homes in North Scottsdale.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what salesman was up there for a few years, but man.
He was a good one.
He did well. He did really well. And I can't tell you the tens of thousands of dollars we've had to spend on homes trying to get the elastomeric off and get the house back in a healthy, breathable condition. Well, where else can we talk about whole house energy audits? If you're trying to deal with that one hot room, what is the number one common denominator for solving that hot room?
Well, we like to have the basics of the house done. So your air seal, duct seal, insulation done on the house. And then for that hot room that still can't get cool, it's going to be airflow. Balancing dampers is what we like. We've tried adding just returns or just supplies or both, a return and supply. And the tried and true way is putting a damper in all the supply collars off the plenum and controlling the airflow at the source. A lot of homeowners say, I've tried closing my registers and forcing more air to this room, but the problem with that is you have 20 feet of duct that's now kind of backflowed from closing off the register. It's much more effective to do it at the source with a damper, either a zone system, which is automatic, or just a manual disc damper in all the collars. So that's a tried and true way for hot rooms, like above garages or the room.
They're notorious.
Yeah.
They're notorious.
And a lot of homeowners think that it's the insulation. There's no insulation above my garage floor. You know, they can feel the heat rising up, but they're not getting enough air into the room to offset the heat that's coming in.
All right. We've got a good line of callers here. I see Jennifer's been pretty busy on the phone. Jen, have we given away the 5 free energy audits?
She has no idea. That goes to this number.
Well, they should have been going to David's number,
right?
602-926-1650. But when all lines lit up at one time, I thought maybe people were calling here for the free energy audit.
They are. But the phones have been so busy, I had no idea what you're talking about. So I gave them all the number that you just gave out.
Okay.
602-926-1650. And told them to call that number. You got somebody there answering phones, David?
Yes, Ashlyn's okay. There. Yeah.
So they'll be able to catch the first 5?
Right?
Ashlyn
should, yeah,
probably doesn't even know what we're talking about either. So.
We'll figure it out.
But y'all are going to have to fix that one.
I'll fix that one. I created the problem. I'll fix the problem.
Well,
sorry.
I kept telling everybody it's a $99 one with a $50 rebate, and they kept asking for the free one, and I had no idea.
I want the free one. The one Rosie just said was free.
This is my life, guys. All right.
Let's go to Peoria and welcome Jeff into the conversation. Good morning, Jeff. What's your question, my friend?
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing? It's going to take a minute here. I do your super cooling, Rosie, during the summer, and it works really well. But I got a problem. I've been renting this house. I'm getting ready to buy it. The AC unit, when I turn it on, it'll run for 20 minutes, shut off, and come back on in 10 minutes. And I'm like, what is wrong? Why is it continuing to run that long, go off, come back on? I've been up in the attic. I got the old square buck system like you guys were talking about earlier.
Okay.
I really appreciate that. I checked to see if I was leaking air up there. Nothing. There's no footprints up there from people being up in there like you were talking about.
All right.
And I got weak flow to the kitchen and to the dining room. And I got strong blow in the master, weak in the other bedroom. So I got three weak areas and two strong. Living room area strong, bedroom strong. And I'm confused on why that is like that. And I got the old yellow insulation. It's like, I don't know, it's like almost 12 inches thick.
Yeah.
And it's upside, I think it's upside down from what you were talking about a while back. Is the paper supposed to be on the back side of the ceiling, or is the fiber supposed to be on the ceiling?
David, you want to answer that?
Okay,
on paperback bat insulation, where does the paper go?
Our climate, you want it facing the inside of the house. But it doesn't matter really because we don't get a lot of moisture. So you're not going to have an issue either way. But the issue is actually with the fiberglass bat insulation. If you think of a bat like a blanket, the blanket's got to touch your skin to keep you warm. And the bat has to touch the drywall 100% to work right. If it's not touching 100%, it's just like a blanket that's a couple inches off. It's not going to keep you warm at night. And I bet when you go in your attic, maybe you could see like a pitch tent with the bats kind of along the slope of the roof trusses. And if they're not on the attic floor, they're installed wrong.
Yeah, if it's not touching the drywall surface, it's not installed correctly.
Yes, and that's...
So the paper has to be on the drywall?
That's right, sir, yeah.
Okay.
Any can lights, any... electrical wires, I bet you that bat is sitting on top of that. And if you put a thermal camera to it, you'll see it light up red because of the heat gain that's coming into the house because it's not installed right.
All right, Jeff.
I still have all fluorescent lights.
Okay.
So, but what about the it turning on and off so much?
Hang on one sec. We're going to come back and address an air conditioning unit that just never seems to really want to stay on.